If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Country Gold with Terry Clark.
I'm Terry Clark, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, Country Gold Backstage.
You're listening to Country Gold. I'm Terry Clark, and I'm backstage at the Grand Ole Opry with a legend, Charlie Pride. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, earlier this year, you celebrated your 25th year as an Opry member. But you've been playing the Opry for over 50 years, so it should have happened sooner.
Yeah, my first time was January 1st, 1967. And I was scared to death. But I got it in. I was like, oh, there's snakes crawling. I was very, very nervous.
I still get really nervous on this stage, more so than anywhere else, I think.
I don't as much now. I'm pretty seasoned now. I mean, after these few years now.
Well, if you can give me any pointers on how not to be so nervous on the Opry, I'd appreciate that.
Just feel like you at home, singing in the house.
Well, I kind of am at home when I'm here, but I'm more nervous at this house than I am at my own. You've watched the Opry change and a lot of new members over the years. How have things progressed and changed in some of the ways that you've noticed?
Well, it's not that much in terms of new artists and that sort of thing, but it's a lot different than what influenced me. You know, Rods Bradfield and Minnie Pearl and Solomon Old Judge and David Cobb and all of the announcers and everything. My mother used to send and get pictures of the group of all of the opera members at that time, and I wish I had them now, but they had a trunk that they kept everything like that in. And When her and Dad passed away, I don't know where the trunk ended up, but my sister took care of everything, and my youngest sister, so I would have loved to have them for heirlooms, you know, but that's what I remember. She used to send and get those pictures and everything.
You played the Nissan Football Stadium during CMA Fest music in June.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? Because fanfare has changed a lot since the 70s.
Yes, again, that's sort of like, you know, the different change that from the very first time I started coming to Nashville, you know, and it was called the DJ convention, then they call it the fanfare, and now they call it, I don't know,
always call it fanfare.
Yeah, but we had everything out at the stockyards, you know, and it was hot, you could see one thing. You could see one another, you know. Each one had their own booth, and you go past, like last time, I think I was about 3-4 booths past Shania Twain. And I remember we'd try to just holler, you'd go by and holler and wave and, you know, that sort of thing. And the people, they were just packed in there. And everything's kind of commercial now. I mean, seemed to me, it's a lot different than it was back then. It wasn't so much commercialism, you know, and parking, and I think you could park out there for free. I mean, at the stockyards and all. That's a big change. I realize everything has to progress, but that's a big thing that I noticed.
Now, you're a Hall of Fame member, and you've inspired a lot of people who have become Hall of Fame members, like Ronnie Millsap. You were very instrumental in his career.
Yeah.
Ronnie Millsap's such a talented guy.
Yes, he is.
And so happy to see him go into the Hall of Fame. So what can you say about Ronnie?
Well, you just said that kind of caps it off. Talented. I mean, he can play and sing. I can sing, but I don't play instruments too well. But he can play instruments and he can sing. And he opened my show for 15 months. And, of course, Gary Stewart and a whole bunch of – my last guy that was on my show was Neil McCoy. He opened my show for 6 years, so – Dave and Sugar, I mean, Earl Thomas.
Oh my gosh, Connelly. Dave and Sugar, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, well, they were part of it. I took them to, and I wouldn't just take them with me, you know, in the States. I took them to Australia. I'm going to Australia and New Zealand in March, the day after my birthday. And I took Gary Stewart to England and Scotland and Ireland. And so I feel good about that. I mean, and how well they their careers blossom after, you know. And a lot of people think that if they just go and turn on Charlie Pride's show once or twice, they can do the same thing. It's just, but things do change, you know.
When you were on RCA, there were a lot of big stars on that label at the time. One of them was Dottie West, who finally got inducted into the Hall of Fame as well. Do you have any memories you can share about being a fellow label mate?
Well, I just always remember how nice she was always to me, and I met her husband. I think he played steel too. I wouldn't recognize him if I saw him now, but because she was, you know, most of the one I, and of course her daughter. She's just part of what I would still love to have here, because I call it like the ones I started out with, you know, like Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell. All, we all started out kind of together, you know, and Conway, and they're all gone, you know. So I feel I feel lonely, but I ain't ready to join them yet up there, you know. But I just wish they were here, you know. I would love to, for them to be here right now.
I think a lot of us wish they were here too, but I can imagine for you especially, you know, your friends being gone, it's got to be hard.
Yeah, because, see, my thing is that most all of my peers that you can name, they all were pulling for me to make it, you know, in the country music field, being so unique and everything with these pigmentation. And so I don't, if someone can bring me something that that all of them wasn't for me, I mean, but I think everyone that, I can just say that in real honesty, that I think they all wanted me to make it.
I love that. I understand you were the last one to record in RCA Studio B. Is that true?
Probably. See, I don't have a discography on what I've done. I read that they say that I'm second only to Elvis Presley that sold the most records on RCA.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's... Well, but I didn't write it, so I'm going. Some say, well, I've had 36 number ones. Some say 39 number ones. Some said 41 number
always
one.
Round up.
Well, I said, no matter how many it was, I'll take either one, which is...
It's all just good.
Yes.
It's all just good stuff. You're still recording new music.
Yeah.
In fact, last year released an album called Music in My Heart, and includes a song that was written by Merle Haggard.
Yes. It's called, that's the year of 51. I like that song. It's the words it says and everything. Because I like anything about Merle Haggard, whether he's singing it or writing it. That's another one I wouldn't mind being here too. I talked to him 2 days before he passed away.
Really?
Yeah. And my son worked with his son quite a bit, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Haggard. And they put together something. I said, whoever did this, they put together what they call the Legends Four, Georgette and Tammy Wynette's daughter, and Marty Haggard, and then Michael Conway Twitty's son, and Charlie Pride's son, Dion. So called the Legends Four. So they put Legends Two or the Legends One.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but that's the way they put it together.
That's an interesting concept. I hadn't heard about that.
I just, I'm just restating what they told me.
Merle Haggard, you know, to me, it was one of my favorites. He was the full package, you know. An entertainer. Did the best, was it Marty Robbins that did the best Merle Haggard impersonation, or Merle Haggard that did the best Marty Robbins impersonation?
He did my... Well, either way, I tell you, Terry, coming from Dallas to here today, I listened from some of Marty Robinson's early stuff, but you don't, when he was singing, and then after I got through listening to him, I put Merle Haggard on. All that was today, coming into.
That's him. A good day, listening to those two.
But that's fact. I did listen to both of those two.
You were one of the first three country music concerts that I ever went to in my entire life.
Uh-oh.
My mom took me to see you when you played the Medicine Hat hockey rink when I was about 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I've got pictures in my, because I kept a scrapbook of all the artists that came to town that I was so enthralled with country music. And I have pictures of you still in my scrapbook from that show. And I'll never forget you standing on stage and saying, some woman yelled, "Where can we send you mail? Or I want to send you a letter." And you said, "If you got anything to send me, just address it Charlie Pride, Dallas, Texas."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I did. I got it.
You got it. You still do that? But that was like...
No, I got all now with that, what they call them, emails and
all that kind of stuff. What's mail? It's changed so much. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for being one of the first inspirations live shows that I'd seen you. It struck me what a great entertainer you were and are, and how much you connect with your audience, and people love you for that because you're so authentic.
Well, it's mutual.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And you're on the road. Folks can see all your tour dates at charliepride.com. And I want to thank you so much. It's an honor to get to interview you for Country Gold. I'm a little nervous about this because I respect and I'm such a big fan of you and your career and you as a person. So, and the fact that the first time I met you, you knew my sign right away.
Yeah, well, I think I told you I had three Leo brothers right in a row.
You just know them when you see them?
Well, no, I don't know nothing, but I watch people to see. I miss some of them, but I can. RCA stopped me. I was getting pretty good, and they said, people like yourself that you interviewed me and doing things like this, they would say, stop talking about signs. Are we in the business of selling records? So, I used to be about probably 55%, but I'm lower than that now.
Well, when I met you at the George Jones Show taping at TNN, that's... First time I met you in person, that's exactly what you completely 100% got it right with me. Hello, Leo. And I was like, is he psychic or something? What's going on?
You and Nancy made us kiss one another. that's what I remember. Kiss one another. Kiss. Okay. I didn't know you picked as well as you.
Oh, thank you.
See, I'm not a picker. I can sing, but I just strum it, you know, and I can accompany myself, but
it's all smoke and mirrors. Nobody plays like Ricky Skaggs. He's kind of the dude, right?
Isn't that awful? I mean, I some of them smart aleck, like I call them. I call them kind of smart alecks.
Show offs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me.
Okay.
Mr. Pride, it's so great to have you here, and Country Gold loves you, and you have a lot of fans out there. So thanks
for
being
here. Thank you so much.
Country Gold with Terry Clark.